This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a perfect kind of leeway into this segment because I feel like it's it's like a Mission Impossible feel to it.
There's two versions of this song, by the way.
Ding.
There's rock. This is Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
There's rock superstar and like there's like rap superstar or whatever. There's two different versions.
Well, I don't know that either one of those will land on Allie's list of top five songs that make you get up out of your seat and move, or just sing along or orchestrate your hands or whatever else we got going on. I don't know what she officially touted. I'm sure there's a scheduled tweet that will have an official title for the top five list. But what did you put on
the
official title?
Top five songs that are impossible not to participate along with. It'll make sense as we get through them.
No, I firmly believe that you're on the right track. I'm going to try to personally steer away from any type of hypocrisy. As I have been just completely slandered over my list over the years.
You haven't been. All right, you know what?
Yeah.
Just stop being dramatic.
Okay.
You play in the NFL, right?
All right.
Stop being dramatic.
If that's the route you want to go. So before we get there, and happy anniversary to Amy and Squidbilly celebrating 8 years today. And we just brought up the fact that Bo hasn't bought anything. He's going to go to the store later and get a card. So there's that. It is what it is. I don't
know
what it means as much when you just get a card day of.
I guess I'm going to have to post her push present. So you guys.
Is that what it is?
From Solomon Brothers.
Here's
the
thing.
Jaren.
How long are you going to ride that wave? You know what I mean? It's dead already.
Pretty far considering. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The value
Not
of
like
it.
I went
Did
cheap.
She know that when she got the push present, she would never again receive a gift? Did she know that?
She knew that until Christmas.
Okay. All right.
When's her birthday? When is Amy's birthday?
March.
March.
I already got her something. I mean, I did that before, obviously.
Okay.
All right.
Don't ask me what I got her because I got her something. I just can't remember what it was.
Dude, your pocketbook over the spring months for the rest of your life, it's going to be out
of
control.
I'm screwed. I know.
Out of control.
Mike, you get hit with Christmas.
Yeah.
Then you get hit with that phony Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you get hit with her birthday. Then I'm going to get hit with Porkchop's birthday.
Yep.
Whoa, hang on.
Then I'm going to get hit with anniversary.
You didn't even get your – let me introduce you to a little holiday called Easter. Like, that's going
to
get at you, too. Then it's
going to
be
that.
Spring break vacation you take. Yeah,
well,
dude, you're
going
done.
On no spring
you're done
break
for.
Vacation.
You're cooked. Speaking of vacations and
Tell you something,
break.
We're going to start – they're going to start being formed into one.
Oh, no. This is a perfect time to pivot, though, to the Sharon Moore conversation. If you didn't follow this, Sharon Moore – this is still ongoing from the Connor Salyan stuff, which is just insane, the pace with which that investigations move. Now, this is not the NCAA handing down this suspension – this is Michigan yesterday announcing they are handing down a suspension of head coach Sharon Moore. A two-game suspension based off the fact that, the Connor Stallions investigation, he's going to miss two games. They want to go ahead and get out in front of whatever the NCAA might try to do. Here's the caveat, and Bo brought this to our attention yesterday. This is insane because the suspension, Bo, that they have handed down is not for weeks 1 and 2. The suspension they've handed down, which, by the way, ding, would have been against Oklahoma in week two. The suspension they've handed down is for weeks 3 and 4 against Central Michigan and Nebraska. Dude, I don't know if I've ever seen a more egregious version of just laughing in everybody else's face than to have a head coach suspended, but to select the weeks with which that he is going to go down for it.
I'm almost taken back by this. Talk about, you know, this, what, I don't know, man. I want to sit here and get on a pedestal a little bit and be like, what example is this setting to the young men in the program? And then I go, well, wait a second, it's college football, never mind, because that's all gone out the window anyways. But this is ridiculous, and this is where you know the NCAA has lost all power, and I almost think the conference should step in and say, wait a second, what are you doing? You're not going to announce a suspension before the season starts, for the middle of the season, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it to start the season. It's just kind of ridiculous. This program has been notorious for this, with kind of the way they handled stuff with Harbaugh. And this isn't Sharon Moore's first suspension either, by the way.
Ding. Yeah, he was suspended for a game back in 2023. Allie, you watched the Netflix documentary on this. And here's where I'm coming from, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Had they suspended – had the news broke yesterday that Sharon Moore was suspended weeks 1 and 2, mm-hmm. I would have said, I can't believe we're still talking about this. Just get it over already, and let's get rid of it. And now, knowing everything we know, the headline is not that he suspended 2 games and everybody ready to get in the rear view. The headline is like, why are they selecting weeks 3 and 4?
Yeah. A, if you have a Netflix documentary, the issue should be over and done with.
Yes.
B, Mike, when your kids get in trouble, are they going to be able to negotiate what weekends they're grounded?
Yeah. No. No, they're not. Hey, Dad, you know, I know that I wrecked your truck, when I was 12 years old, but spring break's next week, and I would really like to go hang out with my friends on spring break. Can I just take my 6-month suspension starting after spring break?
Right.
Like, no, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. And it feels very much, and what's funny, you guys know me, I like to go to the Reddit boards. And, like, there's so many people that feel disrespected over this. Nebraska is their week 4 opponent, and Nebraska is, like, seething over this. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. You're telling me that we got lumped in with Central Michigan in this? Like, that's what you guys think of us?
Well, if the shoe fits.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's not like you've been this powerhouse recently, Nebraska.
I will say there would be something – and guys, follow me along here. There would be something massively poetic if, for whatever reason, Nebraska was able to pull off an upset in week 4. Like, there would be something just overwhelmingly beautiful about the fact that Michigan would be, you know, would lose a game that they targeted as one they did not need their head coach for. But back to your point, Bo, and we got just 30 seconds here before we get to Allie's top 5. Back to your point, I don't know that I'm going to sit on a high horse and say, well, you know, they should have spent it more. Or, like, I don't feel like that at all. Like, to me, it all feels ridiculous at this point. The only headline coming from this is the fact that it's weeks 3 and 4, not weeks 1 and 2.
You know, the last thing for me is if Michigan's going to do it, I have no problem. If Michigan, you know, Michigan man, and they want to stand on this pedestal with their program and how, you know, how there's a lot of Michigan fans that are very self-righteous. The program is very self-righteous. If they're going to do it, everybody else should do it too. You know what? Yeah, I don't. At this point, honestly, why are we even suspending them? Because to me, it does nothing. What is the point of suspending a coach for teams that you're not going to lose to? Nebraska, maybe you have it. The percent, the Vegas odds go up a little bit without Sharon Moore that you'll lose. But it just sounds. It's just fake. It's all grand. It's just for show, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you really shouldn't get to pick and choose. But today, for Top 5 Tuesday, I do get to pick and choose.
Yes. Yes.
And we are going with the top five songs that are impossible not to participate along with.
Before you start, how long did it take you to make this list? Because you called your shot last Tuesday. You're like, I got next week.
Yes.
And did you already have like five in mind? I already got this locked in.
I knew exactly what number one was going to be.
Okay.
And then I dug into it a little bit more yesterday, and I had to stop and go for a run to really solidify what was going to work on this. Because I can settle my mind when I go for a run. And this is all based on your list last week with Outkast. You played Miss Jackson and the Woo.
Yeah.
You said everybody has to participate with the Woo.
Yeah, you have to.
So now we're going to go with the top five songs that everybody participates along with. Coming in, and again, if you have suggestions or amendments to this, please send them to at 929 The Morning Shift on Twitter.
I'm typing right now.
I put the list there. I know there are going to be additions to this. All right, Dylan, let's go with number five.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm right here. I'm right here with you. Okay.
It's the da-da-da.
Yeah.
It gets you.
Do you know what movie that's from?
The da-da-da-da.
I know it's like in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. No, this song was on Benny and June with Johnny Depp way back in the 90s. Like that song was somehow a part of that movie. Like their video had that movie in it or whatever. Their music video. I love that song. The Proclaimers.
Yes, 500 nice miles. Work. Because nice if you don't get the first da da da, one of the four
through,
it's gonna get.
And you're
you
also probably walking with your arms.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Decent start. All right.
All right. Let's get to the next one, Dylan. I know you're spelling right now.
Dude, I had to talk myself out of it. I was like, I'm not gonna play into this. And they're like, yeah.
And either this one is going to happen during the song when you're hearing it, or you're in the grocery store and you walk by the bananas, and it goes on in your head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This seems like an honorable mention song, but okay.
Mm. I'm on board. I'm on board with it because I definitely had to stop myself from singing it into the microphone.
It is stuck in your
head. Of course you're
on
board with it.
All right, let's see how Bo likes this next one.
Oh, I don't know. Like, just now I'm upset this ain't number one. Now I'm upset this ain't number one. Like, I have my, like I said, I was not going to be a hypocrite. Now I have an issue. Now we've entered issue territory. That's a number one song.
You don't know what number one is.
And if you're driving
right now, I really hope you did not stop and drum along with Phil
Collins.
Yeah,
you definitely
there.
Just hammered your steering wheel with the drums.
Of course.
Nice work.
Phil Collins in the air tonight. You can't tell me you're not going to pretend to be a drummer during that. Let's go with the next one. Got some nostalgia here.
Yes.
We need the clapping part.
Yes, I was going to say. Yeah.
All right.
It's solid.
Look, great song. And it's one of my favorite TV shows, sitcoms, or whatever you want to call it of all time. However, are we really putting theme songs from TV shows on this list?
Well, it's by the Rembrandts, so it's an actual song.
It's an actual song, yeah.
It was not just created for Friends.
But it's only known for Friends.
Well, I think the Rembrandts are okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean,
you know you always clap along to it when you hear that beginning.
I mean, at this point, you should have put the Sopranos theme song on there because you got to see. I sing along to that every time I hear it.
You guys, and this is a conversation for another day, but you realize how much money they probably make?
Oh, so much.
Just insane amounts
so
of money.
So much. They got in the game. They got out.
Yeah.
All right. So beautiful.
Well, let's finish strong here.
Okay. Number one.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
If you don't sing the woohoos, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, seriously. I know. Dylan's a psychopath. He's back there going, what is this?
I don't think Dylan knows this.
No, he doesn't know this song.
Very solid.
Little do y'all know, I used to hear this song all the time when I was playing Madden 11 on my Wii.
Oh, such a good call.
This song very well.
Such a good call.
What number is Madden at now?
Yeah,
26.
All right.
Well, this is Blur song number two, if you don't remember that.
This is an average list. It's not terrible.
Wow.
It's much better than the list last week. However, how could you leave any of these, now one of these songs off, or maybe come up a couple of them? You know, American Pie, Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Mm.
I mean, Sweet Caroline.
Well,
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. What's Up by the Four Non Blondes.
Living on a Prayer doesn't belong on the list. You just
Yes, it does. Sweet Piano Carolina. Man?
See, those
Piano
are songs
Man?
You sing along to. They
sing
don't have
us a song,
that
Mr.
Moment.
Piano Man?
Yeah.
No, that needs that moment that okay. you just break out and lose your mind.
We do, guys. We're
you
so
don't
late.
Think Piano Man go has that moment?
All right, but we got to go to break. We got to go to break. We got to go to break.
Just saying. Good list, Allie. You did a good job.
At 929 Morning Shift. I think it's just at Allie Mac.
Allie Mac Radio.
At Allie Mac Radio, if you need to let her know. Where she messed up, or a song that you can't help but sing along to, or air drum, or whatever it may be along the lines of the Top 5 Tuesday. So hit us up. Let us know what you think.